and emotional are the only words to describe the feelings that people have here in Pride of Louche for missing Madeleine McCann.
Life does go on, everybody has, but you're always going to have memories and you're always going to wonder. Everybody's of the opinion that a lot more should have been done at the time, a lot quicker. I'm sure the parents will be sort of living with guilt for the rest of their lives, but at the end of the day, they want to have closure and hopefully a positive closure for them.
I'm Capital's Alex Hulse outside the Church of Nossa Senhora de Louche, where the clock has struck midnight, marking the end of the 10-year anniversary and a brand new day. Haunting songs and hymns were sung as part of a special service, and a video of personal family photos remembering Madeleine was shown. 50 or so people lit candles as symbols of hope that she'll be found. The priest who used to lead services here when the now almost 14-year-old went missing came over from Canada. Hayden Subber told me he hopes he can get to meet her.
10 years ago, we said, let's ensure that we do the hard thing. Let's remember, let's pray, let's endeavour to ensure that Madeleine and all these children are not forgotten. And Louche, this church, bless them, and this community, has ever since refused to do that, refused to let her go. So she's part of this place, so she's part of our lives, even though we've never met her.
And even people who didn't know her were here, making the trip over from the UK. Renee from Bradford released 10 balloons for Madeleine at sunset.
1, 2, 3, 4, vote for Madeleine.
Whatever your theory or view is, it will affect you because it does all boil down to a little girl that went on holiday and never came home, and there's not been a sight or sound of this child since. There's been nothing in the last 10 years, so I think you want an answer and you want some truth and you want her to be found.
And family and friends also came together in Rothley in Leicestershire, where the McCanns are from. Capital's Laura Chiverton was there.
The church was full of people who wanted to show their support for the McCann family. Madeleine's parents, Kate and Jerry, sat in the middle of the congregation, listening to the readings, poems and songs, which had all been carefully chosen for their focus on hope in the face of adversity. Afterwards, Madeleine's great-uncle, Brian Kennedy, said they found the service emotional but uplifting.
I found it a huge support, but, I mean, I'm not the important person in all this. I haven't had a chance really to talk to them, but I hope Jerry and Kate found it as uplifting and comforting as I did.
Well, whilst the Portuguese community feel she may never be found, they still feel sadness for their family. Monica runs a small souvenir shop here and told me that they don't blame them for her disappearance.
What they blame is that they don't go to a trial, because if it happens to a Portuguese, you have to go to trial, you have to have proofs.
So in the terms of that they left them there,
yeah,
that's an offence here?
Yeah, that's it. I think that's what people here think about it.
The overwhelming sense of feeling is that the communities both here in Portugal and in the UK are still devastated. They've told me they feel they know she's gone, but want to know now how she disappeared.